Blog Talk Radio.
Six days internationally as well as now.
nights and four days, same thing applies nationally or internationally. We ask for your means of transaction, just one of them, not all four. Again, Cash App or PayPal or Venmo or Zelle. So we can send to you what we call a love offering, sharing what God has blessed us with. So truly we want you to register for our giveaway. You can do it while you're right now. You're on here. Just in the comment part, type in your name along with a means of transaction. If you don't want to give that or you don't have that, just type in your name. And I'll make sure I put you in the raffle so we can you will be a part of the raffle, not on the hotel stay. We pay for every night that you are the winner of. But you have to pay your amenities, your travel there, along with activation fee through the company, the traveling company. And it is a luxury hotel. We also give away gift daughter, grandson, granddaughter that's interested in going to college, even if they're at the seventh grade level. You can get this copy. I will give to you free. It's called the ACT Reading Test Preparation Guide. So you have an opportunity. This is the one for reading. I have the one for science. I also have the one for English. I also have the one for mathematics. See, we're going to give this to you. And we're not asking for any money from you. We're just asking for you to send your name along with a post mailing address where we can send it to. I don't care where it's a post office, whatever, we're going to send it to you. Thank you for supporting what we're doing. We're excited to have watchers and listeners in 43 countries. So we're just trying to give back, and we're willing to do that. So please type in your name. I can see names on here, and if you say you want that to happen, set up a YouTube television. You can subscribe as well as comment and let me know you're interested in receiving one of those free gifts that I'm giving away. Along with the, tell you the truth, we got some other novelty items from several of our sponsors, Soap Gems from Jackson and Grace, and several items. We have no problem. We'll purchase, if you go on that inventory, up to $20, we'll purchase some of the items that Soap Gems from Jackson and Grace have, and we will take care of it. All you have to do is let us know. We went on there, we saw something that we really like, and we will take care of it. WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're so excited to be the first to do this. Our title of today's show is Relationships, Are You Winning or Losing? And I ask you to just think about that. Are you winning or losing in the world of relationships and dating? And that's the question of the day. If you are winning, I would like for you to do it. If you can, put a one in the comment area. And nobody really going to know because it's in the comment area. And in a way, we can help you through our group of individuals that are a relationship coaches, strategists, gurus. Help you, we'll do whatever we can to make sure. Give a shout out to Martina. Is that Chekawas? Thank you so much. We got Iman. Thank you so much. We have ID checking us out. Thank you so much. We have Jovis. Is that Jovis? James Stewart, William Barnes, a user. We have several others that are already clocked in. Trying to Ava Marie Goodwin, thank you so much. We have Bessie Walker. Thank you, Bessie, for being a part of this. We have Freddie Huggins. Thank you so much. Carol Allen, you're here joining us. Thank you so much. Shavaz Johnson, Carly Edwards, thank you so much, sir, for joining us. Terrell 2363. Thank you. I'm hitting the ones that already joined us since I've been talking. I want to give them a shout out, let them know we really appreciate you joining us. Gloria, that's like great. Got George, and that's like George Hytel. Lot. Thank you so much. We also encourage you to let other individuals know. Rambo, thank you so much. Give a shout out to my brother, 580 Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, brother Bruce DeWall Jr., joining us out of the great state of South Carolina. Thank you, brother DeWall, for joining us. He's an awesome young man, working through some things right now, but he's a trainer. Your son or daughter need to be trained to get to that level, because you know now the door is open pretty much. If you can train and get to college, there's a lot of money for athletes with your image in regard, name, image, and likeness. And Brother DeWall can work with you. And we will set the stage, whether he's giving you a training program, he's doing some things that on virtually, whatever he's able to do, we want you to get with Brother DeWalls, Bruce DeWall Jr., and help. If you get with me, I will make sure you contact, and we'll work it out that we can give you the training at a set cost that he has for 6 weeks, 4 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever. We want to make sure we work toward helping one another, and I thank you for taking time for being a part of this right now. I want to give a shout out to Damon. Thank you for joining us. We have also Matt One, Rambo joining us. Thank you. As many others, and I'm trying to call them out as we move forward. Let's move forward now in our title tonight. Are you winning or losing in your relationship? Relationship we're talking about. The types of relationship that we're talking about is your family, your friend, your romantic, your work relationship, your community relationship, your organization, fraternity, or sorority. We have a lot of brothers. And I did want to say that. I say Brother Bruce E. DeWall, Jr. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And I'm excited because I know his brother came through Beta Kappa chapter down in Tuskegee. And also active member of Gamma Sigma chapter out of Tuskegee. So my brother, I want to give you that shout out. I didn't want to overlook that. Thank you so much. We're talking about when I just mentioned those types of relationships. There are many other types of relationships that you may be winning or losing that. And we're going to talk about some things today. But I want you to bear in mind the question, relationships, are you winning or losing? And we're going to talk about some things that show that your relationship is failed. You can make your relationship better. How you can truly fix your relationship. This is what we're going to talk about today. So before we move on, we want to give a shout out to our sponsors who spend a lot of time and money in trying to make us get to where we need to be. So we give a shout out to them. We play there. The advertisement, and you can check them out. The first one is Blue Impression Design out of South Alabama. Sara, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Lena Payne-Well was on our show Monday, and she shared some of the things to her publishing company, how she made can help you do things you need to do. So we do want to make sure we play her promo because she took time to be a part of what we're doing here.
To share your inspiring story with the world, look no further than Blue Impressions Publishing, the premier publishing company that specializes in creating meaningful and impactful books and journals. Blue Impressions Publishing's veteran-owned by author Lena Payne-Webb offers comprehensive services to bring your vision to life. Their mission is to empower writers, mental health professionals, consultants, coaches, and spiritual leaders to make a positive impact through their publication. Not only do they publish your words, they give you the strategy to be a successful author and earn an additional source of income. So whether you're an aspiring author or a seasoned writer, Blue Impressions Publishing is the publishing company for you. Don't let your story go untold. Visit the website today, yourartisticexpressions.com. You can also call 833-951-2665 to learn. learn more about their services and to get started on your publishing journey. Blue Impressions Publishing, where inspiring stories leave a lasting impression.
We're going to give a shout out to songwriter Lena P. Well, Blue Impression Publishers. They are there to work with you. They just mentioned you can go to Facebook and type in Lena Payton Well, and it will populate how you can connect with them. We continue to post it on our pages we have and our social media sites so you can connect with them. Thank you so much, Sarah, for doing this. Let's again talk about what our title is all about. Are you winning or losing that relationship? The first thing, what is success in a relationship? You have to ask yourself that question. What is success in a relationship? A lot of time, ultimately, a successful and healthy relationship is where both mates feel loved, supported, and able to communicate their needs. Relationship that you feel like you're supported or encouraged. If you're not in a relationship where you feel like you love and it's not reciprocated back to you, or are you in a relationship that you have ineffective communication, then it's not meeting your need. Vice versa on the other side. But let's talk about communication. First of all, before we can be able to communicate our needs to individuals, we have to understand that there's a process of communication. When we're talking about a relationship, there's two things about relationship or two types of relationship come into play. One of the key types is open communication. To be successful in a relationship, you have to be open from the beginning. See, I always tell the individual that your intent is something your mate should know. Because why go into a relationship and have no intentions? All you're doing is wasting time and energy. I tell everybody, and before I move to this thought, I want to give a shout out to Ed Murray, photography. Ed has been on our show. Thank you so much, Ed. Came out to Gary Coliseum. I know he was working hard. So, Ed, thank you so much. But you can go to Facebook and type in Ed Murray and he'll populate his information. He has an awesome photography company, and he's also doing some other things. So thank you so much, Ed, for being a part of this, coming a part of that we do. So when we talk about in a relationship, to be successful in a way you can communicate your needs, you have to understand, again, open communication and be intentional. See, in every relationship you go in, be intentional. If you're not intentional, please share with the person that you're going to be casual with them. Casual means that I'm dating you today. I might be dating somebody else tomorrow. Or we're just not going to be monogamous with each other. We're just going to be in a relationship. We go out and date. Then every time we may hook up. See, we're a hookup culture. By being in the hookup culture, I want you to understand that all of that comes into play. And because of the pandemic and virtual, we are a lot of couples, a lot of individuals meet through social media. And they hook up even before they are in a relationship. But if you're going to do that, you have to have open communication. Because, first of all, your open communication, if you want to be in a hookup society, is that all I want to do is hook up. Understand I got other people I'm with, whether you're male or female. I got other people I'm going to be with. But if we're going to be to the point where it's intimate, we're going to have to be protected. See, that's the most important thing we got to understand. You can be in a hookup society all you want to be. Open to say, we're going to be protected. We're going to be protected not from any diseases through sexual transmission, but the ability that you may get pregnant and we still have a situation that we have to work through. If you're not willing to be intentional and you just want to hook up, all you want to do is do what you need to do and move on or come back every time you need to get done. Openly share that with that individual. But if you say, I'm intentionally dating or intentionally in a relationship, the first thing I want to make sure I do is talk about how I can be successful. It may see me reaching over, strolling, trying to make sure I touch on her. Sometimes this advertisement starts popping up on my computer, and I have to get it out of here so it won't block the vision of the individual. If you're intentional, you tell them, I'm intentionally dating for a favorable outcome. See, when you hook up, if you're casual, if you're poly, you don't worry about a favorable outcome because that's all about being selfish. See, I'm all about getting what I can get. But when you're intentional, you're intending to be in this relationship. I'm going to let you know from the beginning. This is open communication now. This is open sharing with you that this is what I want. You know, it's amazing. I have a person that called me recently and it was talking about conversation that they was having with their mate. And the mate wants to get married, but they don't want to get married. But the first thing I asked that person, if you want to get married, you need to end this because you're not talking about being married. See, I value your time, and I hope you do the same, too. I value my effort. I hope you do the same, too. But if I got to spend my time and my resources on you, and you're not looking at the same thing that I'm looking at, then why do I have to do that? Because, see, I see there's something wrong with that picture. And my problem, what I see is you trying to get all you can get out of this situation and not make a commitment to it. And that's unfair to that person. And sometimes people respond is very dangerous. I was listening to a content person recently, and a young lady came on and was talking about the same type of situation, and they said, well, they get mad and they want to, but if you're not honest with that person, if you're not open with that person, they're going to feel like they're being used. So you have to make sure you're intentional from the beginning. And if that person is, if you're not intentional looking for a favorable outcome, I truly think you need to move on. And don't move on still communicating with that person, because that person thinks they got a way they can slip through the crack. And even they slip through the crack and they can, because see, people don't, you can't change people's mind. No matter how much money you throw at them, no matter how much time you spend around, how much effort you put in. If their mind said that I don't want to be married, then 9 times out of 10, and you do, you either had to adapt their mindset or you have to move on. But when you move on, I tell you, move on. You have to block a conversation yesterday with family members. And that family member was talking about, you know, I'm not going to ever get married again. And so I shared that with the person that I am spending time with. And they still was talking about marriage. And I keep saying, you have to cut those relationships loose. You cannot continue to hold on to that and allow people to continue to use their resources, use their time and their energy. See, two things I always tell people, and it's something you have to invest in understanding. You control two things in your life while other individuals cannot control. That's time and energy. You determine how much time you're going to put in that relationship or dating. You put how much energy and effort you're going to put in. You control that. So be open from the beginning and be straightforward. The second form of communication that a lot of us run into when we're talking about trying to have a successful, healthy relationship is effective communication. Effective communication is a process, and it has three stages of it. And you're going to have to understand this. Let me give a shout out to Dewan Good that's joining us. Thank you. And Blue that's joining us. As Papa Chilo is joining us. Miss, some shout out to Isaac Coversonson. Thank you, sir, for joining us. Carol Allen, thank you for taking time and joining us. When we're talking about effective communication, you have to understand the process is not difficult. It's very simple. You need to work on the skills that make that process work. First of all, it's active listening skills. Some people hear things, and that's all they do is hear. You know, when we was young, you may have encountered this, and I know I did. I encountered this when an individual said, well, we said it, and it went in one ear, and went out the other ear. That says you don't have active listening skills. See, you don't understand the process. Yeah, you heard it, but it went on out. Because, see, the process is not just hearing it, but then the second part of the process is actively thinking about what you heard. And once you take time to do critical thinking, that you have an opportunity to think about how you're going to respond. And the third part to active communication, effective communication, response. So you need to be able to articulate to individuals. I want everybody to understand that. When you communicate and if you ask a question, it does require a yes or no answer. And some people just want to hear yes or no. They're not going to come and say, if you got to do rationale when you ask the question, before the person can even give you yes or no, then you already unsure. See, you got to be sure. The question is to determine whether it's a yes or no answer. It's not to go into a deep dialogue. See, it's not going to do it. Even when we do, you know, at the university, we do critical thinking questions. We call them short answers sometimes that requires essays. And it requires you to do, but it's not going to be just a question. It might be a statement. If you're making a statement and then you want to give rationale before I can respond to it, or if I respond and you're not happy with my response, then you got a problem. That is not the way it should work. Because effective communication requires you to actively listen, actively think about it, and actively respond. In other words, articulate how you feel. Truly, too many people think that, you know, they can talk to you and deflect from what's going on. So you won't think about what your answer is. Let me give a shout out to Joy May 577. Thank you so much, Joy, for joining us at this time. It's good to have you on here. God has blessed us to have individuals. Like I said, we're heard in 43 countries on 6 continents. I mean, we either listen to and watch or just watch. We're truly excited about that. So we want to move forward with our next sponsor because, like I said, we got to pay some bills. And as we pay bills, we can move forward. This is L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC. That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do. Service LLC in South Central Alabama. Mr. Anthony Stallworth, go to Facebook, type his name in, let him know through a direct message you're interested in his lawn service and also his cleanup process. He's the best manicure expert in South Central Alabama, but he also will move logs and trash and everything through his business. He's coming, working with another individual and they work together to do that. So give them a call. And the number is 334-300-7401. That's L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, Mr. Anthony Starworth. Let's move forward to talking about two other things that were mentioned in what is success in a relationship. Feeling love. You as a mate, feeling love. See, we can easily give people the gift, which is I tell them I love you. But if it's not reciprocated back to you, then you're giving them that gift. See, that don't mean you're really, really to the point that you're sharing how you feel. See, love is a feeling. And people got that's an emotion. Just like anger. Grief. See, you know you're there when you're in love with someone. How easy is that to tell somebody you're in love? Because when you're in love, you open yourself to be vulnerable. You open yourself to your people, to your inner self, and they can connect with you that way. So when we're talking about you saying that, you know, you feel love, that means you're being loved by that person because you know it's genuine love. It's real love. So you need to be able to recognize genuine love. And when someone, you tell someone, I love you, we do that with a lot of people. We friends and everything and family members and co-workers. You might tell a man, I love you, man. You're cool, man. We love you, young lady. You're great. You know, be loved. Take care of yourself. You can say a lot of things. But are you truly just focusing on just saying the word or really meaning what you said? Meaning that you got to know that it's coming from your heart and your soul. That's what love is. So your mate has to feel love because it has to come from your inner self, not words coming out of your mouth, inner self. They'll know it when they're around you. Hey, it's hard to say you really love someone you never met them. You haven't talked with them. It is hard to do that. So what you have to do is that you have to first start off, if even through communication, through a social media site, you have to verbally have an opportunity to hear what the people, because see, you can tell how people feel and what they're saying just from listening to their voice, because you'll know whether they're genuine or not. This is a tough challenge with today's society, because we have used the keyboard to tell people how we feel, and we're so afraid to give up whatever we need to make sure we can hear those individuals and they can hear your voice and talk with you and communicate with you. That's what you're talking about. Feel love. That's how you feel love, not just saying the word. That's just a gift. You're willing to give. If a person willing to reciprocate it to you, it's fine. But saying that do not put you in a position to make you a successful, have a successful, healthy relationship. And the next thing is support. See, you have to support people, and it don't have to be always financial. See, one thing about when people meet you and they see you that you can help them in some form, they always want you to provide them with something to help them financially. See, that is not support. See, your resources is your resources. My resources is my resources. I choose to give you or share with you my resources. Don't just think people have to give you their resources. You said that's support for you. No, that ain't what it's all about. You know, we don't have no skin in the game. Why I have to support you? I don't know you. If we said it, or said this radio station give love offers to people, that's not over and over and over again. It has to be one time because we have so many people that's in the raffle that we want to make sure each one of them feel our love offering. You can't be one. So when you say support, when you're asking for somebody else's resources, they have a right to say, I can't give you my resources. If I did it one time, thank the Lord that I did that. Be blessed. But don't keep coming back over and over and over and over again. That's unfair to the person. But the person won't keep, if they tell you no, not no more, listen to that word. No is no. No matter what situation you're in, we got to remember the world don't owe us nothing. Whatever we're dealing with, we got to deal with it. You can't get mad with somebody else because of the choices you made. And truly want you to kind of understand that and not get caught up in thinking that people owe you something. They really don't. They don't owe you anything. Then the next thing we talk about is success, the success of a healthy relationship, a long-lasting relationship, is that it should be an ideal that these individuals who are intentional and mates toward the goal. The goals are feeling loved, supporting, and able to communicate, encouraging. See, and what you do is you can improve on each one of them as you go. That's how you have a successful, healthy relationship. Three things to make that relationship better. First of all, you have to know you're in a relationship, first of all. You can't claim you're in a relationship and the other person are not in the relationship. Relationship is a mate or someone that makes more than one party. See, we should be, self-love is important, love out with ourselves. We should have a positive relationship with ourselves. Because if you have a positive relationship and work on getting better at what you do, relationships are reflected. When you look in the mirror, that's exactly how your relationship is and how it's going to come out, because it's a reflection of you. If you uncooperative, unagreeable in a relationship or with someone, that's an unsuccessful relationship. That's not healthy. Why are we sitting up here thinking it is? When you lack respect, and people have to really, I want you to really think about when you say respect, find out and look at the definition. The song was R-E-S-P-E-C-T. All I ask you is to respect me, and I can respect you. If you don't understand what respect is, find your definition. Because you need to know what respect is. And respect is not when someone communicates, you cut them off because that's disrespect to that person. Or they ask you a question, and you want to ask them a question, you're being disingenuous. You really don't care about that person and how they feel. We got to have mutual respect if we want to have a better relationship. The next thing is mutual trust. See, you have to trust yourself first before you can trust anybody else. See, if you don't trust yourself to go somewhere and do what you're supposed to do without stepping across the line, then you're not going to be able to trust anybody else. See, I always say you're insecure because you don't trust yourself. You don't take time to understand what trust is. The next thing is so important for making your relationship better is affection, mutual affection. Don't get caught up in giving the minimum amount of affection for the people you say that you're in a relationship with. And if you're in a relationship about marriage, because that's the ultimate, I always tell everybody that is the favorite outcome that you want if you're intentionally dating a relationship and you don't understand how deep affection plays. You have to work on it. And you know, if they're telling you this is needed, you have to dive in and not worry about whether I fail or not. The fear of failure cannot stop you if you want to have a better relationship. It just won't work. You got to give it. You got to make it do what it do. I always say, let's give a shout out to our next sponsor, and that's Mary Ruth's Restaurant of Georgiana, Alabama. I'm excited. This organization, venue. Before we move forward, I want to give a shout out to the owners. Their daughter is being recognized as Community Leader of the Year by Fire and a Womanhood, the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Alpha Rho Zeta Chapter in Montgomery, Alabama. And we want to give a shout out to Sarah Quinetta Mitchell, Community Leader of the Year. Then I also want to give a shout out to two of my chapter members that's being recognized by Zeta Chapters in Camden, Alabama, and in Greenville, Alabama. Give a shout out to Brother Jerome III Harris III as the Man of the Year for Lambda Delta Zeta Chapter of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated in Greenville, Alabama. That is happening on April the 6th. And for a Hall of Fame brother for the Alabama High School Athletic Association, a member of our chapter, Brother Jerome Sanders, is being recognized by Omega Zeta Chapter down in Tandem, Alabama. Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, he's the man of the year. So congratulations to them. See, when you give back, people will recognize what you're doing. And give a shout out to Mary Ruth's Restaurant, as I said, because I want to make sure we pay that promo.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers,
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturdays. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama is located 261 106 West, Georgiana, Alabama. We're excited to, that's Highway 106 West. I just said 106 in Georgiana, Alabama. That's 36033. You can connect with them. And the number for the Marvin Lala Smith, the member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and Sarah Katrina Roper Smith, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, out of Blue Family, as mentioned by their daughter. And the number is 334-549-0950. They have the best southern food in South Central Alabama. Stop in, call on your way to the spring break down in Fort Walton, Destin, Pensacola, Panama City. If you're coming from the west and you have to come over to 65, stop in Georgiana, Alabama, a mile and a half from the exit, avoid north or south, wherever you're coming from. Check them out and see how the meals are. I tell you, it's awesome. As we move forward, we want to talk about what is relationship failure. We just said to make a relationship better, that means you're moving to not failing. Let me give a shout out to, is this Kayla Smile? Is it Killer? Killer Smiles underscore 360 underscore photo underscore both. I want to give a shout out to Ava Marie Goodwin. We have Cute Grand 75, Imposter that's joining us. Thank you. We have, is this Mikhail Leonard joining us? Thank you so much. We have Joe. Thank you, James Grace. We have James Stewart joining us. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of it. Lewis Jr., thank you. Stephen McLean, thank you so much. You have Denzi Pearson. Thank you for joining us. V. Wilson. Elta, thank you. Joseph Tinsley joining us. Thank you so much. I'm just reading them off. I know I'm not looking up, but I'm reading it. Marvin, Marva Graham 6, thank you. A user. Thank you so much. We have Red Rosebud. Thank you. We have Markel. Thank you so much. Mike. Elta. I'm sorry. Elaine. Thank you so much. Bruce. Thank you for taking time to be a Angela. Thank you so much. We have Carter Potter. Thank you so much. We have the Merchant. Thank you so much for taking time. Those are many of us joining as well. Thank you so much for being a part of this. And we want to move forth and talk about relationship failure. See, there are many reasons, a variety of reasons why relationships fail. And each situation is unique. So all relationships don't fail on one particular thing, and it's the same. It might have been named the same, but it's a particular reason why those relationships fail. And see, the most common reasons include, first of all, poor communication. You have to learn how to be open. You have to learn how to be effective. Those things into a relationship. The lack of trust. See, if you have a problem trusting yourself, you're not going to trust anybody else. No matter how bad you want to be in a relationship. Lack of respect. I told you, self-respect is important. Self-trust is important. Self-love is important. If you don't take time to work on just those three, you're going to struggle in any kind of relationship. You're going to fall into the casual category or even the hookup category. What you're looking for, you will get. But whatever's comfortable for you, I should be blessed and move in that direction. Different priorities. So you got a priority to do something, and they got something else they want to do. Lack of intimacy. I'm telling you, that's one that can wreck it. People won't believe it is. Then you have the factors such as social media, technology, sometimes can contribute to some of the issues that you have, which is I listed up above. So truly you have to take time to consider what a plus in your relationship. You got to see what's a plus. What you want to do don't always tie into your mate. You have to have that conversation. And don't come with a conversation of telling them what they need to do or what you only do. You have to have mutual, I keep saying this, you have to have mutual compromise or compromise and mutual agreement. You have to make sure if you want to have a successful relationship. If not, then get out of the market. Have to have no commitment. See, relationship is about commitment. Are you ready to commit? Because if you give the most precious thing that you have, which is your body, to someone else, you ought to be ready to commit before you do that. If you're in a hookup society, that says a whole lot about you. All you want to see, you will go out there and see how much you can find. What we call on the carousel, you're on the carousel going from getting body to body, trying to find the right person. Or whatever you out there looking for, when you out there in the hookup culture, will not prepare you for the person that if you want a favorable outcome, which is in a marriage, you can't get it there. Because what one man you experience with to young ladies, or one lady you experience with, all your experience is not going to get you prepared for the one that's going to be, because you're going to have to experience them and grow. But no one wants someone with a large body count now. But keep that in mind now. They don't want that. You may think they do. But hook up. For sex. But they're not looking for a favorable outcome. They're not looking for it. So if you want to have a successful relationship, understand the things that cause a relationship to fail. I'm going to quickly run through some things that are reasons. See, I just talked about what is relationship failure. I told you what it is. Now, what are some reasons why relationships fail? One of the things is the trust issue. We talked about that. Different expectations. Moving through life at a different speed. Communication issues. Life habit abuse. You say, what are you talking about? See, we have habits that we abuse. It might be means want to hook up. Might be alcohol. Might be drugs. Might be gambling. Might be infidelity. Those are things that go through life that habits are created. You create habits from it, then you You abuse it by keep doing it over and over again. Growing apart. See, you grow apart from one another. Boredom. Staleness and money issue. See, that money issue is never going to go away as one of the things that cause relationship to fail. See, it's easy for you to spend someone else's money. I listen to several content people when they go through the process of asking them, you know, do they want to work for the rest of their life? Even when they have their, after they have their children and everything, most of them say no. So you rely on somebody else's money. Men and women are different. When you see we got different things that we relate to identify. See, a man should be a provider, protector, a priest, a prophet, a friend, a leader. He can be a friend, but that's not the biggest thing in the world, but he's just be friendly. See, a woman has to understand they need to be able to say they got that being a visual. They see how you look. Are you fit? Are you attractive? Because the women should always be the most attractive person in the relationship, not the man. Are you cooperative? Are you agreeable? Are you friendly? Submissive. These are the things you have to look at as different things that cause the relationship to not really work because you go in not understanding it. I just mentioned some things like that could be expectation. It's that we're different people, we're not the same, and we cannot be looking at things the same way. We're not created equal. No one is created equal. So we get caught up in that a lot of time. And last but not least, I got a couple things I want to share with you about people failing at relationships and dating. Then we're going to look at how we can be successful, how we can fix it. But quickly before we do that, we want to play another one of our sponsors, advertisement. Again, I mentioned earlier Soap Gems from Jackson and Grace, and I want to be able to play their advertisement. And I'm moving so fast. Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344 or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
For the Facebook, type in Jennifer Jackson or Charlie's Angel and direct message that individual. Let them know what's your inventory, what's your cost. Or either you can just give her a call at 251 and that's 369-1344. Give them a call. Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. And give a shout out to the Queen. Queen Minister Lewis. Queen Shannon is joining us via Facebook. And thank you so much. And she's the host of the Minister Shannon Show that comes on the fourth Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much, Shannon, for joining us and being a part of. As we move forward with the agenda, important when we're talking about why so many people fail at relationships and or dating. There are many reasons I mentioned already why relationships fail. Loss of trust, poor communication, the lack of respect, a difference in priority, and low intimacy. Those are the main ones. But there are some other things that come into play when we talk about the reason a lot of people just fail at dating and in relationships. I'm always go back to this thing I shared with you earlier, I think it's so important, intention. See, if you're dating without intent, you're going to fail. Because when you're going to tell you from the beginning, I'm not looking at that. I'm not looking for that. That way you'll know that I don't need to waste my time. Time is valuable. And a lot of us think that because we get everything we want and the older we get, make all the money, that puts especially a lot of females think that makes you more, more and want to see you and be with you. Truly what we have to keep in mind is that a lot of times that is not it, no matter how much. See, they want to see if you're cooperative, agreeable, friendly, fit. They look at that because you look at him as a provider, a protector, a priest, a prophet, a leader. Not the same. We don't look at it the same way. Just because you gain all this stuff, I gain this and I do all that, you still, if you 5'2" and weigh 300 pounds, I don't care. A man, all men are vision. You can say what you want to say, well, some of them are vision. All of them are vision. They know, they see, they look first. Give an example. If you're with your friend and you bring your friend along, then your girlfriend and you're going out on a date with y'all, she's the third one in there, and you say, well, I got a friend of yours, the male friend, say, I got a friend that you want to check out, and first thing, it'll come out. You got a job? That's going to be the first thing, because I've heard people say that. They got a job. They look at how do they look. For a man, if he can provide, can he take you? Can he carry you to go to places? And then the same way, if there was a guy with his friend and his girlfriend, and they going out, and first thing, they say, got somebody I want to meet you on blind date. You know, first thing come out of a guy's mouth, how she look? See, you can't change that because we're visual people, and you have another thought process, and we're not the same. And that's why we run into the things that causes us to fail in a relationship. And they, first of all, not being intentional, sometimes being complacent. A lot of times we're complacent. We got to avoid getting complacent by making a commitment to demonstrate your interest, appreciation, and love on a consistent basis by using words and gestures. And she'll be successful. See, nothing kills a mistake-free relationship faster than letting good things go bad. That's simple. Next thing is old wound and new upset. See, what happened to you 15 years ago, even as a child, and normally things do occur, you have to get counseling to address that. I'm telling you that because I don't care what other people say. I know I seek counseling to be the best version of myself. From an independent source that have no skin in the game. And you have to do that. We can't keep bearing our head in the sand about getting right counseling. Because some of the old wounds that I was dealing with was hurtful. It was confusing. It was painful experience. And I needed to address it even from my childhood, even to adulthood. Because, see, those old wounds leave an imprint internally See, you may not, see, you may have forgot what happened, or you forgive them, but you don't forget, because if something is imprinted in your brain and in your memory, it can come back up anytime. Don't create no new things that upset you and upset your life. Address these things. Because a lot of times if we out here struggling, trying to do things, you know, we're the one controlling this, and we're not having a success because we're not willing to do what is needed to do. Get some help to help you. Get some support. They always try to recommend some way of getting it, and if you can't afford it through your insurance, go to BetterHelp.com. That'll work with you. The next thing is the little old X attraction ratio. You talking about, what are you talking about, Doc? What we're talking about is perhaps the single biggest relationship pitfall, and it involves daters placing physical attraction. Can also lead to financial prize and social status. Above, how connection to a mate on a more emotional level, which includes your spirituality, which includes your values, which includes your interests. You have to seek what helps you. You have to understand. And Minister, Queen Minister Lewis, I try to make sure I read what people write. And I'm going to say, she says, I don't care if you are driving a Ford as long as you have a Mercedes-Benz and a Tesla credit to buy me a car. And we can get a new home. All right. That's a favorable outcome. That's what she's looking for. But when you're looking for that, something you have to give up to as well. Always. It works both ways. So I want to share that, Minister. Queen Minister Lewis shared that with us, and Minister Shannon. Next thing, ignore your internal compass. See, if you want a relationship to fail, see, internally, what we call intuition come into play when you're around everybody, when you first meet them. When they're telling you, that ain't going to work. Don't have in your mind, I'm going to give it a try, and even though I'm going to give a second chance, I can change them. You can't change anybody. I can only change myself if I want to. You can't change me. If I want to change, I'll change. If I don't want to change, I won't change. So we have, and our intuition tells us this is not going to work, but you keep saying, if I let them stay around, if I keep them around, it may change. They're not going to change. I'm telling you, glutton for punishment. Because the truth of the matter, when people show themselves, believe what you see. And I suggest you run as fast as you can. Because it's going to be worse next time. No doubt about that. So that internal compass, you cannot ignore your inner self. Because it helps you through the dating process. Intuition in your gut. And your gut means a lot. It's a voice telling you this ain't the way to go. Don't do it. But you sitting up there caught up in the external part. See, you connect. So when you say connect, that's how you connecting. Your internal part is connecting with that person when you first meet them. That's why I said people use this keyboard and use all these things to kind of do things. Talking about meeting people and everything, and you want to communicate with them, even ask for their resources and do all that, and you never had a verbal conversation with them, and you never had a chance to talk with them. And people want to talk with you from the beginning because you can feel people out internally when you talk with them. It's the things they're saying. They may sound as good as you would like to hear, but I'll tell you one thing, and you always keep this in mind. They're going to show themselves before long. So your internal compass cannot be ignored. not only your feeling of this way, this not going to work, it is also the opportunity not to put yourself in a physical or emotional situation. That's what your internal compass do for you. So the question of our title on our show is relationship. Are you willing? I'm sorry. The relationship. Are you winning or losing? You tell me. Are you winning or losing? Are you getting your favorable outcome? Whatever it may be. I don't care how many times you made a commitment and it didn't work out. Are you still getting the favorable outcome you got in life? You may say, I'm independent on me, all that, but I tell you, you know, we're not meant to be alone. Truly, we are not. If you're struggling with it, you need to check yourself, find out what's going on with you. I need support. Or you need to sit down and assess yourself and see, this is the problem. I know they're not the problem. I might be the problem. Because my internal clock had told me, or my internal intuition or compass have told me, this is not the one. We say connection. So that's truly what we need to make sure we focus on and look at, because it's important. We cannot overlook and take for granted when your gut is telling you this ain't going to work. You keep saying, I can make it work. No, you can't. Tri-Stat LLC, our next advertiser, is going to run the consultant expert that meets your needs.
Tri-Stat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. Tri-Stat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Tri-Stat LLC, Mr. William Scott, you can give him a call. Matter of fact, I had a conversation with him yesterday. He was opening my office. He's in Central Alabama, in the Black Belt area. He started out selling in Lowndes County. Now he's coming to Montgomery, where he opened an office on East Shirley Lane and have a studio, podcast studio within his office. He has invited me to come down there and check it out. Invited me an opportunity to broadcast, and you also have what they call a tech room where you can come in to cut and splice and everything. He's offering an opportunity, offering his podcast out of there as well. Thank you so much, Mr. William Scott. That's 334-320-5438. That's Tri-Stat LLC. Awesome sponsor, and thank you so much, Mr. Scott. As we move forth to close this out, we want to talk about the last thing. We're going to talk about all the failures. We're going to talk about how you can make your relationship better. This is how to fix a failed relationship. I'm going to give you a list of things I want to think about. I want you to think about typing in the answer to the question that our title says. Are you winning or losing in your relationships? I want you to think about that. That's the question that I want to type you to type a comment in there. It's fine. I'll share some things with you. Let me know how you feel about that. Are you winning? If you're winning, put a one. The number one. If losing, put a number two. It's in the comments. Everybody won't see. If you want them to see, it's fine. Type in it. It's okay. How do you fix failed relationships? First of all, be honest with each other. Sit down and address problems face to face without escalating the issue. Be honest with each other is the first thing. The second thing is letting go of the past. requires you to stop stalking your ex. And it's to start to a direction that helps you. Furthermore, it's good. Make sure you avoid being with friends or being friend with your ex. Because it will not let you move on. I was looking at one of those Fatal Attraction shows that I record and look at it. And it had the young man that was dating the young lady from high school. And they'd been dating for 14 years and had three children. 31 years old now because they started at 17. And she decided to, because he moved on. And she still had the three children, and she wanted to move on. He moved on, got married, had another child, and she has a new person in her life, a little bit younger than she is, and they was talking about getting married. Now, he was her 14 years. He implanted three seeds in her for 14 years. The oldest son was 14, and then he had two other children. But you couldn't ask her to marry you. Go meet somebody new and ask them to marry you. And when she decides to move on, accepting where you are and where she wanted to be in life, found someone to have a fiance, you end up taking her life. And you're fighting over and you're mad about child support. So you got to let go. But in the process, I saw in this, she was still having intimacy with her ex, even though she's engage. He wasn't willing to marry you, but he's willing to leave a seed, three seeds there that keeps y'all hooked up for the rest of. That's why he's using that to get with you. You got to let go. You have to let it go. I'm telling you, you got to move on. And the end result, the years in prison. Just crazy. You have to let go. Avoid the tendencies to try to, let me say this, I'm going to get it right because I need to do this. Avoid the tendencies to try to change your mate. You can't change them. They are who they are. They are grown people. They are a grown person come in your relationship, but you're trying to change them to be what you want them to be. They say they're happy in their job. They do an awesome job as HVAC, HVAC. They make good money. But because you went to school and got more money and make more money, women want to, hypergamy wanted to be either equal or above. The first thing they said, I can change him. I come up with a plan to make him better. He's not going to change. That's one reason why when they talk about money, how it breaks up relationships and marriages. So you're trying to change him. He's comfortable with what he's doing. He might not want to hold a business. Everybody can't run a business. And some of y'all have to realize y'all not doing a great job. All y'all doing is a big check. That is not running a business. You your own boss with no employees. Come on now. We got to stop trying to change people. See, we get caught up in let people impose their desires, or you impose your desires on on your mate. See, they're already doing the best they can. See, we used to have this thing, and I'm gonna say, Minister Shannon, she know when we come up, you gotta finish high school. After you finish high school, you gotta go to college. You gotta keep doing stuff. But some people choose not to go to college. They may go to a certification program, and they're doing a lot well enough. People that work at a Hyundai, the educators around here making $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, and they make it $90,000 to $100,000, and don't have a college degree. Don't have that. If they're comfortable, let them be with themselves. If you want some, you got to move on to somebody else. You can't change people that want to be changed. The next thing, learn to be secure just by working on yourself. Esteem in your own time. always try to practice self-control. If you notice that you're feeling insecure, find a way to distract yourself and focus on your own life. You always talk about that person insecure. You are insecure yourself and know how to deal with it. Not deal with the other person. Deal with yourself first. I always said things are reflected. If I lack trust in myself, I'm definitely going to not trust you. If I don't love myself, I can't love anybody else. If I'm having a toxic relationship with myself, I'm darn sure going to have a toxic relationship with you, and abusive one too. If I lack self-esteem, it's low, I bring that into the relationship. So you need to focus on your own life and stop trying to control somebody else's life. Give a shout out to ATM is joining us. Thank you so much for being a part of it. I have quite a few. I didn't get a chance to shout out. Pastor Riley is joining us. Gigi is joining us. Thank you. James Stewart is joining us. We also have Rocking Robin. Stacy Peavy is joining us. Thank you. Thanks so much, Queen Minister Lewis. You said you should have got 100 years. Okay, you're right. You should talk about that individual. You got 100, you got 50. Depending on what state it is, they don't give them the 99. They may give them 50, but if you're already 30, you ain't going to be out. You're probably not going to come out of that. If you're either 8 or something, you're not going to be. And you got to do 75% of it. So thank you, Queen Minister. Thank you so much for the hand clap. And thank you for the emojis. I like that. Thank you so much. And last but not least, if you want to fix your relationship, you can achieve that by open communication, healthy arguments. Sometimes I call healthy debates. If your arguments or your debates get to the point where you're so angry at one each other, you can go at each other, that's not going to do your relationship any good. That is the worst form of open communication and effective communication. See, a perfect relationship isn't one without fights. It's a relationship where two people find a place of common ground and a place of compromise. And the last one that helps you fix your relationship, you won't get along always, but that's okay. See, if you're there for your favorite outcome is you want marriage and you want a long-lasting marriage or relationship, which is a marriage, goal is to have healthy arguments, to find balance and compromise. You both must also approach or have in your mind that you had to put the work in, you got to put the effort in, you can put the time in. And then if you do, you can now appreciate your differences. Bottom line. And the last thing is the question I ask you all. Are you winning or losing in your relationship? You can win if you're intentional. Understand that each gender operates differently in the relationship realm. You must start your relationship and dating off being intentional and have open conversations about it. The ultimate goal of being intentional is a favorable outcome. You ask yourself, what is winning in a relationship? To help you get to that is all about the characteristic of quality relationship includes negotiating where resources are allocated in a fair way and regularly reassessing needs. I mentioned to y'all on all my shows, I assess myself every day and sometimes reassess myself so I can be the best version of myself. The best version of myself. If you want to win in a relationship, it has to be unselfish love. See, if you want to be a mate in a successful relationship, a healthy relationship, in a marriage, you have to be selfless. You have to be authentic and genuinely communicating with people. You have to have trust. And you have to have the recognition of triggers from the past. You got to recognize your own triggers. Because it will damage a successful relationship. Winning relationships are healthy, long-lasting relationships, marriages, which include do things together that benefit others. Tell your partner what you need. Don't make them guess. Take notes of your partner's nonverbal cues. See, communication is verbal and nonverbal. Be a good listener. Listen, active listening skill. Manage your stress. Recognize what's important to your partner. Don't make winning your goal. If you do those things, you can win and you won't be losing. It's been awesome coming before you today. And God has blessed us one more time. And we'll be back at the game on Monday. Straight talk, no filter. And we're going to get at it. In other words, straight talk, no chaser, if you want to say that. And we're really excited that God has blessed us one more time to come before you. Because, see, we couldn't do it without you. We're too excited about that. And that's an early show. 3:30. We're going to make it do what it do. Today was happy hour talk. I thank you for joining me. Hopefully the conversation leads to happy things in your life because we truly love you. Coming from our heart. See, God has blessed us one more time to be before you. And as we get ready to get out of here, we want you to understand that what we do, because God has put us in a place to do. Our last promo from the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. You run across one of those brothers, give them the, said thank you for being a part of WDHW Radio. Partner with that organization. It is the number one internet station in the world, and we're thankful for it. And if you want to challenge, let's challenge it. Show me where another radio station is broadcasting on all the social media or the ones at least 5 or 6 at one time. Show me. Live broadcast. I'm not talking about you don't see the people. You are seeing them because they are being broadcast. I'm being seen in 42 countries, and God has blessed us to be able to do that. Bless you for being a part of it. Thank you so much. It has been awesome tonight. And as we get ready to close out, we're going to play the last promo or advertisement. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter. It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma
Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Sanctify Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet those brothers, that's Sanctify Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the weekend. Starting, there's a lot of basketball going on. Check it out. Make it do what it do. We'll see you on Monday.